Good morning, class, and you are welcome to another lesson in government for Form 3. Today we are discussing the United Nations Secretariat. The United Nations Secretariat. The Secretariat is the administrative organ of the UN and is an intergovernmental organization charged with the responsibility of assisting member states of the United Nations to collectively maintain international peace and security. When you say the Secretariat is the administrative organ or body of the organization, what we are trying to say here is that all the administrative work, the day-to-day management of the organization is being done by the UN Secretariat. And we are saying it is an intergovernmental organization charged with the responsibility of assisting member states of the UN to maintain international peace and security. So every peace and security of the world is being assisted, or all member states, their peace and security in their various countries is being assisted by the Secretariat of the United Nations Organization. Under the UN Charter, all staff to be recruited into the organization's secretariat is mainly on merit. What it means is that there's no way a person can use protocol, a person who doesn't merit or a person who does not qualify will be recruited to become a staff of the secretariat. So when you say a person is being recruited on the basis of merit, that is, the person is having the highest standard of efficiency. The person is very competent, and the person is having what we call integrity. So you must possess all these three qualities before you be recruited to become a staff of the organization's secretariat. Bear in mind, the secretariat of the UN is being headed by a secretary general or a general secretary. And that person is being elected by the General Assembly on the recommendations of the Security Council. And the secretary is being elected for a 5-year renewable term by 2/3 vote of the General Assembly. What it means is that the Secretary General will be elected by the General Assembly upon the recommendations from the Security Council. And that person is being elected for 5 years. And that 5 years is subject to renewable. So meaning it can be renewed. And the person can be elected for another 5 years. And we are saying that it is being elected by 2/3 vote of the General Assembly. Meaning all members of the General Assembly will vote. And the person whom they want to elect at the General Assembly must be able to get 2/3 votes of the votes that was cast at the General Assembly. Note that the 5-year term of the General Secretary can be renewed indefinitely. What means that when a person is elected as the General Secretary for the first 5 years, at the end of the 5 years, his or her tenure of office can be renewed indefinitely, meaning can be renewed for a person to be permanent General Secretary of the organization, but none so far held the office more than 10 years. So meaning all the General Secretaries who have come and gone, none of them held the position for more than 10 years. Now, the current Secretary General who replaced the South Korean Ban Ki-moon is Antonio Guterres from Portugal. And remember, African, we've had two General Secretaries of the organization. The first one was Dr. Boutros-Ghali. Dr. Boutros-Ghali from Egypt. So when he held the office for 5 years, then he was removed. And then our own Mr. Kofi Annan became the next General Secretary. After Kofi Annan, then Ban Ki-moon became the General Secretary. And then now we have Antonio Guterres as the General Secretary from Portugal. Now, let's look at some of the functions and powers of the Secretariat of the UN. The Secretariat is responsible for the day-to-day administration of the organization. Thus, the Secretariat ensures that all administrative staff work towards the attainment of the goals of the world body. So they make sure they monitor all the administrative staff so that all the work that they are doing, it must be done towards the achievement or towards the attainment of the goals of the world body. You know, the organization is having a certain goal they want to achieve. So every work that is being done by the administrative staff at the Secretariat, they must make sure that they work towards the achievement or the attainment of such goals. So the Secretariat is responsible for the day-to-day administrative work of the organization. So they make sure all the staff in the Secretariat work towards a certain goal. Point two, it is responsible for supervising the work of the UN organs and the specialized agencies. So as I said earlier on, when we were discussing the General Assembly, we said that they coordinate and supervise the activity that goes on at the other organs of the UN and the special agencies. In the same way, the Secretariat also supervise the activities or the work of the other organs of the organization and also the specialized agencies. So all the organs, as they are working, then they are being supervised by the Secretariat. And then the agencies like the World Health Organization, the IMF or International Monetary Fund, their activities or their work is being also supervised by the Secretariat of the organization. Point three, the Secretariat keep records of the United Nations and its agencies. So as a Secretariat, all records of the organization is being kept by the Secretariat, being it the organs, other organs, being it the special agencies, all their records are being kept by the Secretariat. Point four, the Secretariat prepares the annual budget, which is supervised by the Secretary General. So it is the duty of the Secretariat to prepare the annual budget of the organization. And that budget is being supervised by the General Secretary. So the General Secretary of the Secretariat monitors or supervises the preparation of the annual budget of the United Nations. So they prepare the financial statement, how the organizations should raise money, how they're going to disperse that money into the different organs or different bodies in the organization is being done by the Secretariat. Point five, they also prepare annual reports and submit them to the General Assembly for consideration. So all reports of the other organs are being prepared by the Secretariat, being it the other organs or the special agencies. So they prepare all reports annually, that is yearly. The reports are being prepared by the Secretariat and they submit such report to the General Assembly for them to consider such report and then discuss it. So the Secretariat prepares the annual reports and submit these reports to the General Assembly for discussion and consideration. Point six, it handles all the UN's correspondence. It handles all the UN's correspondence. What it means is that all official letters about the organization passes through them before it is dispatched to the other organs and agencies. So if there is any letter that is being sent to the organization, all these letters must officially get to the Secretariat before it is then dispatched to its destination. So all official letters about the organization will not surpass the Secretariat. It must pass through the Secretariat before this dispatched to its of an actual destination. Point five, or the last point, it also prepares the meetings of the UN organs and agencies. So before any organ of the UN will embark on any meeting, the duty of the secretariat to prepare them such meetings, the minutes, and then the agenda of the meeting is being prepared by the secretariat, be it the organs or the specialized agencies. All these their meetings are being prepared by the secretariat. So that is for the secretariat. Let's move on to discuss the Economic and Social Council, that is ECOSOC. Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. The ECOSOC is the organ of the UN responsible for promoting higher standard of living in member countries. So the Economic and Social Council is in charge of promoting or ensuring that all member countries are having higher standard of living. Its members are not living below expectation. So they must make sure that all member states of the United Organization or next organization living a higher standard so that they can afford, let's say, for instance, they can afford a 3 square meals a day. So each of the member states must have a higher standard of living. The council is made up of 54 members elected by the General Assembly for a 3-year term. So this organ is also having 54 members, and all the 54 members are being elected by the General Assembly. And this, when you're elected as a member of the ECOSOC, then you have 3 years to spend there, and then your term of office expires. Their membership are selected on the basis of geographical representation. So they look at the various continents. That's where they select their membership from. For instance, out of the 54 members of the ECOSOC, 14 members are from Africa, 11 are from Asian states, 6 are from Eastern European states, 10 are from Latin American and Caribbean states, and 13 from Western European states. I repeat, 14 are from African states, 11 from Asian states, 6 from Eastern European states, 10 from Latin American and Caribbean states, and 13 from Western European states. So in all, then you get 54 members. So these are the members of the ECOSOC. And then the council holds 2 sessions every year. So the ECOSOC holds 2 sessions or 2 meetings every year. Now, the functions of the ECOSOC. The function of the ECOSOC. 1, it assists the UN development agencies to draw up development plans and programs for member countries. So because they want each member country to have a higher standard of living, they assist the agencies to draw up a very good development plan and program that will enable member countries to operate smoothly or to have a higher standard of living. So they assist the organization to draw up a very good plan for member countries. Point 2, it strives to provide realistic solutions to international economic, social, health, and environmental related problems. So the ECOSOC is also in charge of providing solutions whenever a member country is having economic challenges. The ECOSOC will make sure it provides solutions to that member state so that they can resolve the economic problems. If any member state is having social problems, the same way, the ECOSOC will make sure it finds solutions to that member country. Health and environmental problems are also one of the things that the ECOSOC will find solutions to member country. So it strives to provide solutions to international economic, social, health, and environmental problems that is being faced by member countries. Point 3, it works to promote higher standard of living, full employment, and conditions of economic and social progress and development. We said that in the introduction. We said that they strive, or they also make sure they promote higher standard of living for member countries. So they make sure all the member states will have a higher standard of living for their members. So they provide, they make sure they provide full employment and conditions of economic and social progress and development for member countries. Point four, it also works to promote respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms of all and sundry. So all members or all member states, their citizens should enjoy human rights and fundamental freedoms. So it is the duty of the ECOSOC to make sure to promote to member states to respect human rights in their various countries. So there's no way a member country of the UN can infringe upon the rights and freedoms of its members or its citizens. So the ECOSOC will make sure that all member countries respect the human rights and freedoms of their members in their country. So they work to promote respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms for all and sundry. Point five, it supervises and coordinates the economic and social related activities of the UN specialized agencies. So they monitor and supervises, they coordinate every economic and social related activities that is being pursued by the UN specialized agencies. It's being supervised and coordinated by the ECOSOC. Last point six, it holds international conferences and discuss socio-economic challenges and issues policy recommendations to member states. So the ECOSOC at times hold international conferences which they will discuss the socio-economic challenges that are being faced by member countries. So if a country is facing socio-economic problems or challenges, then a conference will be held to discuss such challenges. And then after discussing, then they will issue recommendations or policies that will help member states to get out of that socio-economic challenges that it is facing. So after discussing, then they will issue policy recommendations to member states so that member states will be able to overcome their socio-economic challenges. Now, a recap of what we've done this morning. We discussed something about the UN Secretariat, where we said that it is the main administrative organ of the UN, and it monitors the day-to-day administrative work of the organization. The recruitment into the Secretariat is being done on the basis of merit. So the person must possess higher standard of efficiency, competence, and integrity. The Secretariat is being headed by a General Secretary who is elected by the General Assembly upon recommendation from the Security Council for a 5-year renewable term. And remember, I said that the 5-year renewable term of the General Secretary can be renewed indefinitely. And then I gave you some past and current Secretary Generals of the organization. And then we move on to discuss the various functions and powers of the Secretariat. And then from there, we've also discussed the Economic and Social Council, their powers, and then their functions. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Your questions and then submissions are welcome. Thank you.